Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
Sarah Verbeest is committed to improving the well-being of children and families in North Carolina. Through her work in developing programs for new families and ensuring her research includes racial equity and cultural diversity, she champions Carolina's service mission. Dr. Verbeest is the director of the Jordan Institute for Families at the UNC School of Social Work, where she interacts with Dolores Jordan, mother of the university's most famous basketball player.
I'm really lucky that I get to wear a number of different hats in my work here at Carolina. The Institute was founded in 1996 by Michael Jordan and his family, and with the importance of really centering families in North Carolina. So we are really trying as an institute to catalyze change for families by connecting the wisdom of communities with social work research and policy and practice so that we can advance strategies to support all families across the lifespan. And our current focus right now is on family formation and on early childhood. Something that I've always been so impressed by the Jordan family is that they've always really defined family very broadly and inclusively. Families come in many different shapes and sizes. So we often think beyond the standard view of a family as just a couple and their children. So being inclusive of single parents, step parents, grandparents who raise grandchildren, where we have multi-generations living under one roof, and some people who come together to form a family without children. There's just so many different ways. Have a variety of different strategies and policies to support them. I think equally important is that it's also the identity of families really matters. So we really care that all families can thrive. So this means families who are Black, White, Latinx, LGBTQ plus families. One of the frameworks that we have as we think about our work is called Life Course. And so that's helping us understand that how healthy a couple is before they become pregnant really has an impact on them as people, but it can also impact the health of their future child. We know that families are kind of interdependent units, and so that parents really need support from others in their family as they are growing their family. And we know that the relationship between children and their grandparents is so important with their aunts and uncles. And so I think for us, it's a way to really recognize that an individual is part of this bigger unit, and that should influence and shape the kind of data we collect, the kind of interventions that we consider, and the way we approach our work.
Dr. Verbeest and her team are focused on healthcare policies that improve the environment for infants, such as paid family leave that the UNC system recently approved.
That started in 2020, pretty new benefit, and it is really exciting. For example, when a baby comes into a family, it's a really wonderful thing, and it's also very disrupting. People need to physically recover. If the mother is choosing to give her baby breast milk, it takes time for that relationship to develop and to support that relationship. It takes time to help other children adjust to if there's other children in the family. And it's just a lot of work to have a newborn. So having protected time where people don't have to worry about how they're also going to pay their rent and put food on the table so that they can have time to rest and heal and get to know this new being in their family is so important. And we have evidence that shows that this can reduce infant mortality, that it can reduce postpartum depression, and that also when people have companies that support them, such as during this important time with paid family leave, that it also really builds loyalty to that company on the part of that employee. So there's really so many benefits to that, and I think it's an action that shows a real commitment to supporting families and employees. So access to care is just incredibly important, and I know that there have been a lot of people that are working in our state to try to make that available to everyone. The second part of that is once you get access to care, what is the quality of the care that you're receiving? Are people receiving care from people that look like them, that understand where they're coming from, who they trust? And are all people receiving the care that they need regardless of their identity? So I think there's a couple of really big areas that we need to be working on for families.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on Demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.